Okay, good morning, gentlemen. It's good to be back. Baruch Hashem. Mamish, exhausted Mamish. Okay, good morning. We are going to start a quasi-different sugya. Not really, but a little. And I want to... Well, it'll go fast. It'll go fast, and it's relatively easy. So let's just quickly review the Gemara. So the Gemara introduces us to a concept that we've been banding about, and it tells us, Amar Shmuel, kol ha-mitzvos mevarech aleim over la'asiyasin. All mitzvos, you make a bracha over la'asiyasin. It's interesting that this Gemara appears elsewhere in Shas also, and the Nusach is a little different. It doesn't say kol ha-mitzvos, but it says kol ha-brachos. Kol ha-brachos, which is important, very important, actually, and worthy of comment a little later, but other Gersol say kol ha-brachos. So how do you know this to be the case? My mash the high over lishak du mehu. What do you see over means before kaidem? So the Gemara quotes psukim vayaretz achimot zderek hakikar vayaver sakushi. And Abai says who over lifnehem viboy seima vayaver malkom lifnehem vashem barosham, etc. See a different psukim that tell us that the language of over means before. So right away I'll ask the following question. What's the more common way to say before in Hebrew? Kodem or over?
Kodem
or lifnei. So if kodem over means kodem, which means lifnei, so why make my life so complicated? Why not just say kol ha-brachos nemros kodem asiyasan or lifnei asiyasan? Why does it say over? Yes.
It implies that the mitzvah should be done succinctly after the bracha.
Yeah, well, that's...
That's correct. I don't think the word succinctly is properly used over here. But the language of over suggests not just before, but suggests immediately before. And we will study that there's a din of over to over. If it's too much before, then you've also failed. In other words, you must have a juxtaposition of bracha to mitzvah, and the bracha must immediately precede the mitzvah, and that is the language of over. Okay? So then the Gemara asks, what's the problem? No different shot. We'll stick with the correct shot.
Okay.
So Beirav Omar Chutz min Atvila Vishofer. So interesting. The Gemara is a halfmi that shofar also would have to be said afterwards. Bishleim Atvila Dakati Gavelo Chazi El Shofar My Taima. The chitam is from the Dilma Mirkalkala Tkia, Ihakafil Shito Mila Nami. Avrav Chista, Chutzman Hatvila Bilvad. Itmar Tanamiyachi, Tavala Albuyasa, Rav Shira, Alha Tvila. So the Gemara concludes the only exception to the rule is the Bracha on Tvila. Machlokas Rashi and Tosis, both here and in Maseches Brachos, when we speak about Tvila, are we talking about specifically Tvila's Ger? Or we talk about Rashi learns in both cases we're talking about Tfilas Bal Keri. That's obviously a much more broad classification of person than the Tfilas Ger. This could actually be linked, I just thought of this right now, to Machlokes Rashi Tosas Lishitase, this Machlokes versus a Machlokes, the first Rashi and Tosas Machlokes in Ksuvas Da Bezmet Aleph. You've learned Ksuvas Da Bezmet Aleph? So the Gemara there says in Ksuvis that when does a woman get married? When does she get married? She gets married on Wednesday night. Psula Nises Liyom Arvi. Why does she need Liyom Arvi? Because just in case the Tainas Besulin, that she'll have to go to Bezin that next morning. So who are we talking? What kind of woman are we worried about? Are we talking about... So the Gemara says a Besula, but then the Gemara is going to say, wait a second. Let's say she was not a basula. Let's say she was actually a ba'ula. So is she mutter to her husband if she's a ba'ula? She's still mutter to her husband if she's a ba'ula. Why? Because you have a sveik sveika. What's a svek sveka? Subject number one is ones ratzon. Maybe she was raped. And subject number two is even if it was veratzon, maybe it happened before erisin. And there we have a svek sveka. So Tosis writes on the spot. That it's so the case of our Mishnah Basul Nises is talking about a woman who is a single suffix woman. So there's two types of women that are single suffix women. One is a woman who is going to marry a Kohen. If she's marrying a Kohen's not allowed to marry...
Even Ones.
Even Ba'ones will be Aser. Will be Aser. And there, in other words, if it was Ba'ones, Tachtav, she's Asura. She's Asura. Ones, Tachtav, she's Asura. Yes? Yes, so you have only one suffix. Or you're talking about a girl who's Pusamibas Shaloshanim. She's under 3 years old, in which case... There's no suffix of tachtav, ain't no tachtav, it's only a suffix of ones ratzon. So he reduces the case to a single suffix. Because if it's a double suffix, then she is muteris. If it's a single suffix, then she is asura. Now, the majority of cases, she's going to be a
double
suffix. So the Tosis writes that the takana was made for the case of single suffix.
Yeah.
Either Chusin Bas Gimel Shanim, or what?
Cohen.
Or Aishas Cohen. Those are the minority of cases. The Takana Bisul Nizli Maravi was made for the minority of cases. But because that minority of cases, everyone gets married when?
Wednesday night.
So Lo Plug, can even follow, what? A minority of cases. And as a low plug, we'll apply that halacha, that takana, across the board to all cases. Even though the takana was made for a minority, now low plug and everyone gets married on Wednesday night. So what about when it comes to tevila? So why do we go and make the bracha for tevila afterwards? Because tevilas ger, says Tosis. Most tevilos are tevilas ger. No, it's a very minority of cases. And then Tosa says, what about Noshim who are Tolo for Nida? So they really should be able to make the bracha when? Beforehand. But don't get all upset if they make the bracha afterwards, says Tosa. Why? Because? Lo chilku chachamim. Because the rabbis, it's a low plug. Once we go ahead and make the bracha what? For Gerim afterwards, because we have to. So now all tefilos, Balei Kriyin, and Nidos, etc., the bracha is when?
After.
Is after, because Lo Chilku Chacham. So this I would posit, perhaps, is Tosla Shitase. Tosla says that Lo Plug will work even? Hello?
Majority of cases.
Even if the majority is following
minority.
The minority. It's Lo Plug on the majority that will follow minority. Rashi over there, Xuvis, has a totally different shot. Why? Because the Chasam Sofer says he resists this idea. Lo plug is you're making a din for 80% of the cases. Now the other 20 will follow the 80. Not that 80 should follow 20, but 20 follow 80. So here Rashi says this takana of tefillah, when the Gemara is speaking about tefillah, it's not talking about tefillah's gear. Who's it talking about? It's talking about tefillah's balkeri. You know how often Balei Kriyin the title? All the time. Even more than Nidos. They'll be tevil all the time. Every single day, people are tevil for Balkeri. And as a result, it's the majority. And he says that's also Lo Chazi. By the way, if you look at the Gemara Masechas Brachos, so Brachos as well. So Rashi there, this where the Gemara Brachos, Daphne Aleph, speaks about Balei Kri, about people Lo Chazi. He says, Hasa Me'ikara Lo Chazi. Hasa Me'ikara Lo Chazi. Who's not Chazi? Derov Tvilos. Mishum Kerihen. Most tvilos are because of what?
Kerry.
And as Kri and Balei Kriyin are assumed brachos, Shein Divrei Torah, Vid, etc. And so Rashi Shitase says the takana of bracha la akar tvila is because of Balei Kriyin, and then everything else is going to follow that. Tosis, once again, on the spot over there in brachos, says Tema. Valot, he argues, Tame ina asal avarech. Uve kunches pires valikrina subidivay Torah, Yeah, but the Torah not brachos. The Yeshlom of the Marbis Tfilas Gerim. So Tosis learned once again Tfilas Gerim. It may also Tvila, and because of the Ger, he tzrichu l'chol shar Tvilos l'varech la'achra Tvila. And because of the case of Tfilas Ger, so now we make all Tvilos. The bracha is afterwards because of lo plug. In other words, a minority can drive the case of the majority. And I think, again, that sounds like, I just thought of that right now. I gave a bechina this week in some school. Which school? I don't know. Some school is learning suvis. So I gave a bechina. And that reminded me of this Rashi Taisis over there, Beis Menachem Ksuvis, and I think that's the same exact machlokes. Okay. Rashi toim bal keri ena mevarech. Rashi ve'chotos cholekas.
How does Rashi
read
that?
The seemingly
post was
here saying that ideally women should only say it after.
Yeah, no, I think he's saying ideally women should make it first. Should make the bracha first.
Right.
But ain't ligor, ain't ligor. But Tos over there in brachos and the practice. Does anyone know what women do when they tovel in the mikvah when they make the bracha?
They dip, make the bracha, dip again.
That's correct. Wow. They're tovel. They make a bracha and they tovel again. That's in other words in that sense. They're purified, but they're making the bracha. They cover themselves up to make the bracha, and then they're tovel again, so they get some kind of quasi over la'asiyas. Okay, so my question I want to address. Yes.
How does Rashi Rebek do this?
What?
How does Rashi read differently by Tosfos by Ksuvis?
No, so Rashi learns in Ksuvis that the whole takana was for a sfeik sfeika.
That's what I was referring to.
The takana was fake seika to get married on Wednesday, which is rover the cases.
What was the reasoning for that?
And the reason is that you'll go to Bezdin. Bezdin's going to start looking into things. Adam are going to come in and clarify the fake seika. They're going to come and clarify the fake seika. Even though fake seika is mutter, but it's still tzarech levar. We discussed that on Daf Gimel. You might recall whether it's fake seika tzarech levar b'dikas chametz etc. Kas chasavadik. If you can mevarer, you have to mevarer. Okay, vaitu and shas. Now, what I wanted to address fundamentally is a very fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Or Zarua. If you look at the Rambam, how seriously do we take over la'asiyas? And we know that we have one exception to the rule that's clear in the Gemara, that's called Tevila. Tevila is an exception to the rule. The Gemara is a havamin over here, which the Gemara rejects, but the Yushalmi does not reject. The Gemara is a havamin that shofar also would be made afterwards. Shechita, perhaps, should be made afterwards. And Mila, perhaps, should be made afterwards. The Gemara rejects that havamina. Rejects the havamina. But there is a havamina which the Yushalmi might take more seriously. And at the end of the day, the Bavli says it's only Tevila that the bracha is made afterwards. But we know that there are certain, Tosas alludes to it, the fact that certain things that we do after, we make the bracha afterwards. For example, Tosas cites Netilas Yadayim. And Tosas cites when it comes to Netilas Yadayim, there's a couple of reasons why we might make the bracha after the netila. One reason is because when we leave a beis hakiseh, so then the hands are dirty, and as such, to wash until you die and make a bracha first when your hands are dirty, so that's similar to tefillah. You're not roy for bracha with dirty hands. As such, you make the bracha afterwards. And once you make the bracha afterwards, once again, lo chilkul chachamim, lo plug, even though it's a minority case, says Tosla Shitaseh, lo plug even to the majority. Then Tosa says another reason why it might be okay to make a bracha after Netilas Yadayim is because the niguv is part of the mitzvah, is that your hands are still holding residue of tamei water on your hands, and therefore drawing your hands is really the completion of the mitzvah. So to go ahead and make the bracha before the niguv is still a quasi over la'asiyas. Now if you look at the Rambam consistently, over and over again, the Rambam... You should be sorry. The Rambam repeatedly emphasizes that brachos must be made over la'asiyasan. He says this in his exposition of the core rule in Hilchos Brachos. In Perek Hey Halacha Vav and Zayin, the Rambam makes very clear that the brachos must be made over la'asiyasan. What parak is it? Did I say hey?
Yud
Aleph.
Ma'al.
Yud Aleph.
Yud Aleph. Nachon, Yud Aleph. Parak Yud Aleph. He says, you have to make the bracha over la'asiya, son. Abalam shachad below bracha. Eino choz rachas shkita umevare. He can't make a bracha afterwards. Vechenu chisa adam below bracha. O hifis chuma. O tabal. Below birech. Eino choz umevare. Vechen kol chayotz b'zeh. You cannot make the bracha afterwards. And he says, there's only one case, and that's tefilas ger, that you are allowed to, and you do make the bracha afterwards. That's the rule. And if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddushin, the Rambam makes crystal clear that when it comes to Birchas Erisin, when do you make the bracha? Afterwards. And if he says he made the bracha beforehand, if you make the bracha afterwards, says the Rambam crystal clear, it's a bracha levatol. And it sounds in the Rambam crystal clear that if you make a bracha after the mitzvah, it is indeed a bracha levatol. And as such, it is telling and it is interesting that the Rambam, in all of these cases where we seem to fudge it, the Rambam doesn't fudge it at all. So for example, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos, Brachos, Perek Vav, Halacha Beis, the Rambam here says explicitly that when it comes to Netilas Yadayim, so the Rambam writes, that anytime you go ahead and or no-till Yadayim, Mivarech Tchila Al Netilas Yadayim, Shizu Mitzvah Chav Chamim, and you make the bracha first. You make the bracha first. The Rambam says the same thing when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, the Rambam makes crystal clear that when the woman or man or whoever is lighting the Ner of Shabbos, what happens? You make the bracha and then you light. And that's the Rambam L'shitase. Our Gemara is li'ikuva. And the bracha always, always, always must precede the mitzvah. You look at Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch, based both in the case of Netilas Yadayim, and the case of Shabbos, and the case of Netilas Lulav, where the Rambam as well says, when it comes to Netilas Lulav, you should keep the Lulav and Esrog on the table in front of you, make the bracha, and then you pick it up, because he is emphatic of the need for Over La'asiyasa. We tend to fudge these things a little bit. And what do? When it comes to Nero Shabbos, a famous, famous psak of the Ramah, is we light and then we make the bracha. Why do we do that? Why do we deviate from the rules? So the Ramah explains, the Mishabura explains, that we are based on a sheet of the Balach Gedolos, we are concerned that maybe once you say the bracha, Lahadik Nero Shel Shabbos, you have accepted Shabbos. Now you're lighting the candle, that is Hill Shabbos. You can't do that. So therefore, what do? Light the candle, make the bracha,
and then
what? Have the eyes closed and then get hana. Why? Says the Ramah, because the mitzvah of Nero Shabbos is not just the wad, the hadlaka, and it's meduyak from the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam Perakei Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam makes very clear that the real kiyum hamitzvah is not to light the candle, but to have ner dalok bebeisa, to enjoy the candle. So the Rambam says that the bracha is on the maisa hamitzvah, but the actual kiyum hamitzvah is having the light. So the Rambam says, as long as you withhold yourself from hanof na light and then make the bracha, then get hanof na light, that is still a quasi over la'asiyasa. Similar to that by Tosis when it comes to the niguv, as long as you go and make the bracha before the niguv, you have a quasi over la'asiyasa. But la'orech kol haderech, the Rambam rejects this concept, and the Rambam maintains across the board that first bracha, then mitzvah. You see that by Netilas Yadayim, by Shabbos, by Netilas Lulav, by Birchas Erisin. And if you did reverse that order, you're not allowed to make the bracha. Okay. Rambam is crystal clear. Nothing debatable. Any questions on the Rambam? It's crystal clear. It's a very clean shita. Samuel?
Since the mitzvah, based upon the idea that the mitzvah is just having the candles lit in the house, if you're standing in front of the table...
What?
If you are standing in front of a table, your eyes are covered, someone lights a candle before you, can you make a bracha l'halacha?
Morgan Avram says yes. Mogen Avraham even says,
it's the day of the year.
Mogen Avraham Rabbi Akiva Eger, but the Mogen Avraham says that if a goy lit the candles, let's say it was already Shabbos, you walked in late, you can have a goy light the Shabbos candles, and you can make a bracha.
How do you make a bracha
of the Lehavdil? That's one of our Akiva Eger's kashas. Good question. I don't have a good answer for you, but that's the Nusach HaBrach in general, and therefore we don't change the Nusach HaBrach, but the Ikra Mitzvah is the Hanot. That's the Mogen Avraham. Yes, Kenneth?
When we say that Shabbos, that the acceptance of Shabbos is when you say Mizmor Shvili on Shabbat,
that's for males.
It counts a woman if she has in mind, like she's going to drive to Shul and she can be Yotze with the men?
She can make a Tanai. She can make a Tanai. But fundamentally, women are Makabel Shabbos with their Hadlakas Neros. You're lighting Neros Shabbos, not Neros Erev Shabbos. And therefore, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah says, and most women do not do this, but they should do it. Because the Mishnah Berurah said, or Kivega says, and the Behuda says, a lot of people say, the Magen Avraham doesn't say, that on Leil Yontif, what should come first, the bracha or the hadlaka? The bracha should come first. Why? Because the whole issue of there, you're allowed to extend the flame, and therefore you're allowed to extend the flame on yontif, and therefore there's no reason that you can accept yontif and then still extend the flame, and therefore the bracha should precede the hadlaka. Most women that I have surveyed are not knowing that way. But they should be knowing that way. The pashim shot. Pashim shot. Ma? Hamogen Avraham choshesh shanashim yitbalbelu. Aval ha'ima shel hadrisha. Hamogen Avraham mitzatet. Mitzatet mevish ha'ima shel hadrisha astakach birech. The achrakach. Hamogen Avraham lo tzitek at Ima Shal Drisha, aval achem mitzatim ota. Hamogen Avraham amar she'ein chochma benashim. Kach hu amar. Aval Rav Kiveger v'acherim amrim Ima Shal Drisha atzakach v'yesh chochma benashim. Kedai me'od litzat isha chachama. ובזמננו, אנא, בוודאי, 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 שיש הרבה חוכמה בנושים, והם יכולים להבדיל בין קדושת יונטיב וקדושת שבס, למרות שמנהגי הבית יעקב לא לחלק. רוב נשים, אני חושב, הולכות אחר המוגן אברום, שאומר שאין חוכמה בנושים. מעניין. אוקיי, יא.
Revi has been saying that the Ram doesn't subscribe to the fact that once you did the Asiyah...
According to the Rambam, bracha, then mitzvah. Unequivocal. Unequivocal.
So by Ner Shabbos, even though you did the Ma'aseh Mitzvah, there's an extending kiyum?
Yes,
by the light.
Yeah.
So what's the difference by tzitzis?
By tzitzis is an extended Ma'aseh.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Today, what's the difference between
Ashkenazim
and Sfardim and Halakha Nero? Who
says the difference?
Yeah, I don't know.
No
difference. So I thought there was the Ramah. That's
Rebbe.
All I was asking.
No difference. Ramah, the Ashkenazim, the Sfardim follow the Ramah as well. Holchem biyad Ramah. Really? Yeah!
You say the bracha after you light.
Well, the Ramah says you make the bracha after you light.
Yeah, but then he says you cover your hands.
Yeah, okay, but
let's
start to do that too. Yeah.
Doesn't the Rambam say that there are certain situations where you should make a bracha after if you didn't make a bracha before?
Yeah. He does say that if the mitzvah is a mitzvah nimsheches, where the mitzvah is an ongoing mitzvah. You forgot to make a bracha before tzitzis, before tefillin, and the mitzvah, therefore, is a continual mitzvah that you continue to be doing by wearing tzitzis, by wearing tefillin, then you can make the bracha in the middle because there's still overlap sesa for the continuity of the mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is over, like shechita, you lost your bracha.
Rambam says the only reason you can still say bracha is because it's still over.
Because it's over last year, so for the continued hemshek.
Continues and is being crystal clear on.
Exactly, exactly. Yes?
Can I ask a question about the lush we have for bracha in general?
No. Okay. Weiter. Shh. Okay. Comes along the Or Zarua. And the Or Zarua takes issue with this Rambam. Now, the Or Zarua is, the context of the Or Zarua is very, very important. The Or Zarua is talking about Hilchos Kriyat Shema. And in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, he gets into a discussion based on the Gemaras that let's say you're saying Birchos Kriyat Shema and you mess up the order. You say, for example, after Yishtabach, you say Avas Olam, you say Kriyat Shema, and then you say, holy smokes, I forgot to say the Brach of Yotzer Or. And now you want to make the brach of Yotzer Or after Kriyat Shema. So he understands the Gemara says, Ein Ma'akvos. The brachos are not Ma'akvos zu et zu. And it's certainly not Ma'akvos in mitzvah. And if you want to, by accent, you want to say Torah brach of Yotzer Or afterwards, you are Yotzer. That's the introduction of the Or Zeruah. And then he says, second sentence, Lamadnu Mikan. So from here I derive, the Kalheka Sobire Kodam mitzvah, Mavark Lacher Kane. The Yotzei de Bracha, the Rayel Adover Tfilas Ger, Shemavarek Achat Tfilmi Shem Dekar Velo Chazi, Lomas Mavarek Kod Lachain, Huadin Leshachad Delo Eshelei Lavarek Kvar Over Lasiasa, Shemavarek Laachar Kach. So he says that the Din of Tfilas Ger, by Tfilas Ger, Lechatchila, the Ger, it makes the Bracha afterwards. But that is a paradigm. It tells you that brachos can be made afterwards. V'haraya tfilas gir. If brachos were unequivocally over la'asiyasan, then you can never make a bracha afterwards. The fact that you can make a bracha afterwards by tfilas gir lechatchila means that by shar brachos b'di'evet, if you fail to make a bracha beforehand, so you can go ahead and make the bracha afterwards. And then he brings a raya from the Yushami. So raya number one is the din of tefilas ger. Raya number two is the raya of Yushami berach haroa shchita. Ema sam evarich alea. Rav Yoch Amar over lishchot. Rav Yosla and Raya Amar mi she yishchot. By shchita the Yushami says, was a halamin in Bavli. Yushami says, according to Rav Noray, the bracha by shchita is afterwards. Why is the bracha afterwards? Because what might happen when you do your shchita?
You might mess up.
Lama shelo titnava b'shchita sari lamad shon yodzei kavasa bracha achar siyas hamitzah. Me'ata heikas shesok levarach oblasiyas yivarach achar kach. After all, by shchita, we tell you, Rav Noray says, make the bracha afterwards. Why? Because you might mess up. So don't take a chance. And therefore, do the shchita, then make the bracha. So you see, clearly, you can make a bracha afterwards.
It's not, you say it by anything, though.
Yes, you could say it by Mila, which was the what? Mila was the Havin of our Gemara. You might mess up the Mila, so make the bracha afterwards. And you could say it by shofar, because to get out the shofar, you know, is also requires a chachma, and therefore make it afterwards. That is the case of Havamina, but again, his yisod is, once you have a case, or some cases, that you can make it afterwards, then b'di'evet, if you're shachach, you can make them afterwards. And then he cites a very, very important Gemara in Maseches Brachos. Let's see that Gemara right now, and let's see how he uses it, and how the Rambam will respond to this halach. And the Rabbos say, how many different categories of brachos are there in the world?
Three.
There are three categories. We have Birchas Hanenin, Birchas HaMitzvah, and Birchas HaShevach. Now it's clear, I asked you to take a look at the Ritva. The Ritva writes clearly, Birchas HaShevach, classic Birchas HaShevach, when do we make the bracha? After, before the event. After. You hear lightning, you see lightning, you hear thunder, you see the Yamagadol, then you make the bracha. That's normal. That's expected. What's your paradigmatic Birchas HaShevach? Birchas HaMazon. Is your paradigmatic bracha doraisa birchas hashevach? When do we make that bracha? We make it after the achil. So that makes perfect sense. The other extreme is birchas hanenin. Birchas hanenin, lichora, we make the birchas hanenin beforehand, and pashut shat, and the Gemara is going to tell us crystal clear, you must make the bracha beforehand. Says the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara inside quickly. Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. Boy, me name Rav Chizda. So they asked of Rav Chizda. Misha achal v'sasa v'lo birek. If you ate and drank and you forgot to make a bracha rishona, mao siyachze v'yavare. Can you make your bracha after the achila? Amalahu. Misha achal sum v'recho nodev. Yachze v'yachal sum achra k'dei se recho nodev. You messed up. Your breath stinks. Now you're going to do what? Mess up again? By making a bracha after the achila? Doesn't make any sense. So how can you make a bracha after the achila? After all, what's the nature of Birchananin? What's the key word? What's the key word of the nature of Birchananin? Brachas Dav Lamed Hey? One word. One word.
Matir.
It's a matir. It's a matir. It's a matter. Who owns the food? Kodem bracha?
Hashem.
Hashem. Hashem artz umloa. So I need the bracha to go ahead and matter the achila. So a matter must happen when? Matter must happen when?
Before.
So the Gemara says to make a bracha afterwards makes no sense. Amar Avina. So Avina says something amazing. Amar Avina says something amazing. Hilchach afilu gomar sudoso yachzav yivarech. You can make a bracha when?
After
the Suda. Titanya. As we've seen a brisa, Tava Va'ala, Omer Ba'ali Yaso, Asher Kitshamso Tzvila. Wow, that's a stunning comparison. So Ravina comes along and says, just like by Tzvila, when do you make the bracha?
Afterwards.
So by Birchas Hananim, you can make the bracha afterwards. So what the Ravina is doing, which is very, very unusual, is creating an equation, Birchas HaMitzvah to Birchas Hanen. So first of all, from Ravina, what does it sound like? Is this just Halach and Tevila, or is this universal? Sounds like it's universal. Birchas HaMitzvah, learned out from Tevila, can be made La'achar HaMitzvah. And once we establish that Birchas HaMitzvah can be made L'achar HaMitzvah, so Birchas HaNenin can also be made L'achar HaMitzvah. That is the tzustel of Ravina. Ravina is telling us something incredible. There's an equation between Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNenin, which means one of two things. Both of which are wild. But I need to say it because this is where Shir begins. Point number one is, if Birchas Hananim is a matir, then what is Birchas HaMitzvah? Then that means Birchas HaMitzvah is a matir. And what is Ravino now learning? That you can have a matir lemafre. You can have a matir lemafre. It's a tremendous chiddush. That I ate the food. I wasn't allowed to eat the food. Because kala ochel without bracha is like, it's kilu mah. It's present. So how do I cure the problem? I make a bracha lechatchila before b'diyeved. There's a concept of matir lemafre. Wow. You don't know? Take a look at Psachim Daf Ayin Zayin. Not now, but on your own. Psachim Ayin Zayin. Yeshech the Karban Pesach. What allows you to eat the basar? What allows you to basar? The Zrika Sadam. Zrika Sadam is the matir for Achilas basar. You know what the Gemara says? If you didn't do the Zrika yet, you ate the basar, and then you do the Zrika afterwards, that's matir l'mafreya, the Achilas basar. So it's a tremendous chiddush, but perhaps a precedent. That's one possibility in understanding Ravina. A second possibility is maybe Birchas HaNenin, according to Ravina, is not a matir.
Yeah.
What is it? Well, Birchas HaMitzvah, what kind of bracha is Birchas HaMitzvah, l'chora? What kind of bracha is Birchas HaMitzvah? Is it a matir? I need a heter to do a mitzvah? What is it? If it's not a matzah, then what is it? It's a berchas hashevach. Blessed are you, our God. Thank you so much for allowing me to come close to you with this mitzvah. It's a berchas hashevach. Can a berchas hashevach be made after the mitzvah?
Yeah.
Yes. So perhaps we're wrong about berchas hananin. Berchas hananin, yes, it's a matzah, but it's also a berchas hashevach. Thank you, Lord, for this gishmak food. And once we see berchas hashevach of berchas hananin can be done afterwards, so now berchas hananin can be done afterwards. That's the position of Ravina. Either way, either a chiddush of matzah l'mafreya or berchas hananin is not a pure matzah. It's also a berchas hashevach, and therefore, just like berchas hananin can be done afterwards, berchas hananin can be done afterwards. What's the conclusion of the Gemara, though? The conclusion of the Gemara says, no. You can't compare tvila to berchas hananin. Why not? Because tvila is...
Rhyming,
is right. What? Is Gavra Lochazi. You know why he can make a bracha afterwards? Because he couldn't make it before. But the guy who's eating, could he have made the bracha before? He could have. So once you blew it, Now, is that the sharpest answer the Gemara could have given?
Clearly.
The Gemara could have said something much sharper, which is this whole equation of Birchas HaMitzvah to Birchas HaNenim is 100% invalid. Birchas HaNenim is a matir. Birchas HaMitzvah is something else. That's not how the Gemara deals with the problem. The Gemara deals with the problem on a technical tvila. Don't give me a raya from tvila. After all, tvila is gavra lochazi, so he can make a comeback and make it afterwards. But by Birchas Hananin, he is fit. So comes along Yor Zarua, and Yor Zarua says that the logic of Ravina, though, might still stand, might still have validity. And, okay, good, we might not make, the Gemara might reject Birchas Hananin afterwards. Could very well be. At the end of the day, you can't make a Birchas Hananin after the Achila. But, Birchas HaMitzvah, B'di'evet, can be made La'achar HaMitzvah. And that is the psak of the Yor Zarua. And that psak is echoed quickly in a number of Hagos Ashris that I gave in the Mar Makomos, and then a very, very interesting psak of the Ramah. The Ramah has the following psak. Let's say you have an animal that you want to do shechita on. But you notice the animal is looking a little sickly. You don't have evidence right now that it's a treifa, but you're concerned that after bedika, it might be revealed to be a treifa. So says Rama something stunning. If you have an animal that is yalid by reyusa, Ditzar Bedika, it has a suspect situation. Yishchatenu below bracha. So do the shechita without a bracha. And then ukishiyimsa kosher. And then after the Bedika, you'll find it to be kosher. Mivarech ala shechita. Then you can make a bracha when? After the shechita.
Wow.
11a, Yeridea Yutes. Why? And then he says, Ubilvad Shiehe Samuch Leshchita. As long as what?
So you have to
you need juxtaposition. But you don't need overlasias.
By a suffix trait?
You have a suffix trait. You don't want to make a bracha now because it turns out that the animal. Now I'm learning bracha Hashem, learning chulin right now. So in yesterday's daf, and 2 days ago's daf, we were discussing what's the consequence of shechita. Number one is the shechita allows you to do what? Is to eat the animal. But let's say the animal's a treifa. So can you eat the animal after shechita? No. Does shechita do anything?
It does.
There's something called tumas nevela. So even though you can't eat the animal because it's a treifa, it still lifts the tumas nevela. What's our Ma'aseh saying though? The Ma'aseh saying that you would make a bracha on a shechita that's just lifting tumas nevela. In order to make a bracha on shechita, you need a heter achila. And the Ramah is utilizing the or zarua lahalacha to say what? To say what? That you don't need overlasiyasa. It's enough to have some achlasiyasa even la'achar hashita. So this or zarua is very, very relevant lahalacha. And this or zarua might be the real basis. You know, you have these nice shticks that you do, the way ladies cover their eyes, by Adlachas Nehra Shabbos, and the Nikuv, and all that. But fundamentally, our practice of sometimes making a bracha afterwards is
fine.
Is built on whose shita? Is built on the Yorzara. Now, two points I want to make, and then I have to begin shir. Point number one, two small points. And then I want to start. Two small points. Small point number one is, oh dear, did I forget my small? I just forgot what I want to say. No. Don't put your hands down. You're making me forget. Oh! How did Yoz Roth get started in this discussion?
Kriyashma.
He says, since the bracha of Yotzer Or can be said what?
After.
That shows you that that brachos can be made after the mitzvah. That's crazy. What kind of bracha or brachos are brachos kriyashma? Are those Birchos HaMitzvah?
No.
On the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? That's a very strange jumping point.
He's already using the third in there.
That's a strange jumping point. You don't say Asher Kiddushan B'tzos HaVitzivon in those brachos? Strange jumping point. Is consistent with the Psach of Rav Avad Yosef. Because according to Rav Avad Yosef, according to the Svarim, the Sephardi women make brachos hamitzvah on mitzvah shesman grama? What?
No.
They don't. They don't make brachos hamitzvah on mitzvah shesman grama because how could they say vitzivon? Ravad Yosef says, paskins, others disagree, that women, Sephardi women, when they daven shachris, they're not obligating kriyat shema, time bound mitzvah. They want to say kriyat shema, they have shalom al yisrael, they can, but they're not obligated to. And as such, Sephardi women should not say Birchos Kriyat Shema. Apparently, like the Ozarua, it's understanding, even though it doesn't have a Nusra Hashem, it's almost a Sivanu, it has a status of a Birchas HaMitzvah.
It's a bracha that comes right before
Mitzvah. So that's Kiddush number one, which needs discussion. Kiddush number two, I just want to point you to look at the Agol Sashri, source number 10. So this is an interesting halacha, which actually came up. One of the boys in this room asked me a shaila on Friday morning. And just, this Orzarua was interesting. The Orzarua says you make brachos when? You can make brachos even?
After.
So look at source 10. So the Agol Sashri cites the Orzarua, and then he says, Hai man da'al lebei knishta. A guy who comes to shul, the ashkach, and if he finds when he shows up, he comes late. I don't know how this could happen, but he comes late. Better late than never, Mr. Rifkin. The ashkach, the gamre tzibura psuket ezimra. And he finds that the tzibur already finished psuket ezimra. So he walks into shul, and they finish psuket ezimra. So what should he do? So Omer Baruch Sha'amar, V'chosem ulavat ishbachos, Omer Tilos Dov, Yishay Ashrei, V'dolek, V'omer Hilulim, V'chosem ishtavach. So you should do skips. Fine. Umemar mispal matzibur. But then he says, let's say he's really late. Avalomer psuka zimra achra hatfila lo. Let's say you come late, and now you daven Shemoneh Esrei ready. Should you make up psuka zimra after you already said Shemoneh Esrei?
Nope.
He says, no, don't bother. Because the takan of psuka zimra is?
Prep.
Is before. It's a prep. It is a, it's a matir. You can't just walk in and ask bakashas of Hashem. What do you have to do first before you ask bakashas of Hashem? You should praise him first. Then you ask bakashas. It's a matir for what?
That's how the
Or Hashulchan Paskins, I would do that. That's what I would do.
My dad makes up every day.
He
goes back and says,
Okay. This is my whole mishmar in Aruch Hashul. You can't. It's not even wrong, but you don't have to. And that's the or that's the Agolsa Shri. Okay, Rabosa. This is all background information. To be mazbir the machokas or zarua and Rambam, I think what we need to do is to understand a little bit why do we have this halacha of overlasios. What is this need and what is the role of Birchas HaMitzvah in general? So, again, many of you started, but at Bays, there's a Ritva, there's a Rama, there's a Tosefta. I want to just learn with you a quick Tosefta, and then we'll pick it up tomorrow, and then see the Yerushalmi. But look at the Tosefta. There's a Tosefta. Look at Bays 3, and then we'll call it. The Tosefta says something quite amazing. Lo yitam adam klum ad shivarech. You're not allowed to eat anything until what? Until you make a bracha. After all, Hashem arts meloah, hanen malazeb lo bracha, mo'ah. Ad shiyatirulo kol ha-mitzvos. What does that mean? What does that mean? I have no idea what that means. It's like, I have no idea what that means. It's like in the middle of nowhere, I have no idea what that means. Turn the page and look at the Chazdei David. Who is the Chazdei David? I don't know. I've learned in my life one Chazdei David many, many, many times. This Chazdei David. He's a commentary on the Tosefta. And this is what he writes. What's pshat ad shiatiru lo kol ha-mitzvos? Nira li dehachi perusha. Ki amar la Hashem ha-aretz umlo'ah. The world belongs to Hashem. V'lachin osir lahanos min ha-aretz b'li bracha. So you have to make a bracha in order to release this hanah to your benefit. Kinechshav kimoel bekutshin. Uvekoach habracha podem min hakodesh. This is hegdesh. Food is hegdesh. When you go down to the Chadar Ochel, you realize you're going into a mizbeach, food is hegdesh, you make a bracha, and that's how you redeem the hegdesh, and that enables you to eat it. Aval hakodesh hazeh nechshav rak kikotchin kalim. But that is a lower level hegdesh. Umosif, so the Tosefta adds, ki gadol hakoach habracha asher gam bechefzei shamayim v'zeh hamitzvos hanechshavos kikotche kotchin. Gam kein ba'inan bracha mikodem lehistamish bahem. Are mitzvahs for your benefit?
Yeah.
Is food for your benefit?
Yeah.
But food needs a matir. What's the matir?
Bracha.
But food is kachim kal. That's like light hegdesh. You know what kachim are? Heavy hegdesh? That's mitzvahs. And to do a mitzvah also means matir. What's the matir? The matir is the bracha. And therefore, that's what it means. Ad shiatir lo kol ha-mitzvos. Mitzvos need a matir too. And that's the bracha. It would be interesting to note that perhaps if that's the svara of the Rambam, then could you make a bracha after the fact?
Yeah.
The chora not. Because matir, l'chora, apipashtas has to be made when?
Before.
Beforehand.
What does it mean?
And therefore, the matir would be ma'akev, You know, you wouldn't make a matir, again, a subject that's very strange, Svara of Ravina, but a matir has to happen first. And if you argue matir, then we understand the Shita Saranda. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow. We'll see if the Rabbi actually says that.
This is the same machlokes that we learned a week and a half ago.